We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now a cloudy sky and 35 degrees. Wichita's new baseball team now has a new name.
It's a very exciting day for professional baseball here in Wichita.
Affiliated baseball is back in Wichita.
Go, sir!
Many opinions have been tossed around on social media for the past several weeks about possible team names. Wednesday night, the team revealed their official choice, the Wichita Windsurge. The AAA farm team affiliated with the Miami Marlins is replacing the unaffiliated independent team, the Wichita Wingnuts. The Windsurge season begins in April in the new stadium currently under construction along the river in downtown Wichita. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Testimony has ended in the first public impeachment hearing in more than two decades.
Acting U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor rejected the idea he's a star witness, saying instead he's answering a subpoena and questions about U.S. security assistance to Ukraine held up over the summer.
I think I was clear about I'm not here to take one side or the other or to advocate any particular outcome.
But Taylor did tell the House Intelligence Committee of a new revelation shared with him by a staff member last week. That staff member says he heard a phone call between President Trump and Ambassador Gordon Sondland, in which the president is heard asking about Ukraine investigations. Republicans say that and other testimony is not firsthand. Sondland is scheduled to testify next week. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A 30-year-old man who was a suspect in a shooting outside a Lawrence bar has died. Lawrence police say Terry Dean Searce, the third of Lawrence, died from a gunshot wound after a shooting early Sunday in the parking lot of Players Sports Bar. Investigators believe Sears shot a man and woman before he was found in a car suffering from a gunshot wound. A former physical education teacher in Hayesville has been sentenced to 2 years probation for having sexual contact with a male student. District Attorney Mark Bennett says 36-year-old Sherry Herz of Andover was sentenced for attempted unlawful sexual relations. Prosecutors say Herz committed the acts with an 18-year-old student at campus high school between April and May of 2018. A 27-year-old Sylvia, Kansas woman has been arrested on indecent liberty charges.
Letitia Carrillo was arrested for two counts of aggravated indecent liberties with a child, stemming from a sexting case with a 15-year-old male in Reno County. Investigators determined Carrillo had sexual intercourse with the victim on two separate occasions. She is being held in the Reno County Corrections Facility on $50,000 bond and is awaiting her first court appearance. The Reno County Sheriff's Office continues to investigate the case. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
Little Rock, Arkansas teachers are striking for the first time in more than three decades over the state's control of the local school system and a panel's decision to strip their union's collective bargaining rights. Members of the Little Rock Education Association plan to picket across the school district today in what's being billed as a one-day strike to protest Arkansas's takeover of the local system. Arkansas has run the school district since 2015, when it was taken over because of low scores at several schools. An independent investigation into why a city engineer killed a dozen coworkers in Virginia Beach, Virginia, has come up empty.
Virginia Beach officials hired security company Hillard Hines to look into workplace factors that may have led to a city engineer opening fire last May, killing 12. The shooter gunned down himself by police. That engineer had been in trouble at work and resigned hours before the shooting. Some people claim the gunman snapped because his workplace was toxic, but investigators from Hines say they're at a loss to explain what drove the gunman to kill. They did recommend the city take steps to improve its violence prevention programs. The probe by Hines may be over, but police are still looking into the killings. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
KNSS.
This is Stephen in the morning here on a Thursday at 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And this morning out there in traffic, the traffic conditions looking okay, not quite as bitterly cold as it's been for the last several mornings.
It's nice out there this morning.
By comparison, yeah. It really does feel pretty good. So that's definitely the good news. The bad news is you might have to fish around for good gasoline prices because the prices are just all over the place this morning. As high as $2.29 a gallon. Average seems to be about $2.24, $2.25. So
we're down a couple of pennies last week across the state.
Yeah. But that doesn't really appear to be.
Doesn't mean to be a thing.
Yeah, they're just kind of charging what they feel like they want to. Traffic update from 98.7 to 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Well, I wore my light jacket this morning. Let's find out about the weather with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. We dropped just below freezing overnight, and we'll see a few clouds here early on with a gradual clearing sky. Cool today with a high 49. Mostly clear overnight, our low 28. And then sunny and breezy on Friday with a high 56, mid to upper 50s throughout the weekend. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 37 degrees, northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. Today is Thursday, November 14th, 2019. Warmer across central Kansas Wednesday, obviously. Wichita's high temperature was 52 degrees. Normal high for the date, 58. On this date in 1972, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above the 1,000 level for the first time, ending the day at 1,003.16. Wednesday's close, 27,783. 1972. A rescued puppy is attracting a lot of attention because of his cute resemblance to a unicorn. The nearly 10-week-old puppy named Narwhal has a tail like appendage growing from his forehead. Narwhal was rescued over the weekend and sent to Max Mission in Jackson, Missouri, which specializes in fostering animals with special needs. Max Mission founder Rochelle Steffen says Narwhal doesn't notice the extra tail and is otherwise a happy, healthy puppy. Although it looks like a tail, Narwhal cannot wag it. Steffen says the rescue group has been flooded with requests from people wanting to adopt Narwhal.
Well, at least we know why they chose the name.
Yeah, it's because of the whale.
The narwhal with the big tooth thing in the middle of its head.
Well, his picture hit social media and people went nuts. But he'll remain at Max Mission so his caretakers can be sure the tail doesn't grow out of proportion to his face and cause him problems. And we're going to be talking about this throughout the morning, the Wichita Surge.
The team.
Not the Wichita Surge. What's it called? The Wind Surge?
The Wind Surge. Yeah. Wichita Wind Surge.
New name for the team. And, of course, everybody I've been exposed to this thing absolutely hates it. But we have the question on our webpage already this morning.
Yes, we do.
KNSSradio.com. You click it on there. And we're going to be sharing some results on that throughout this morning. See if what you think of the new name for the team. I've got a few thoughts about this.
I do, too.
As I watch people respond to it, it's been very interesting. We'll share with those. We'll get little Ted in here and get him involved here in a little while. We'll talk about it some more. Jimmy Carter's pastor says the former president is already up and walking just today after undergoing surgery to relieve pressure on his brain from bleeding linked to recent falls. The Reverend Tony Loudon of Maranatha? Is that the way you say it? Maranatha Baptist Church visited Carter in an Atlanta hospital Wednesday, told reporters the 95-year-old was in good spirits. Carter Center spokeswoman Deanna Conglio has said there was no complication during Carter's Tuesday surgery at Emory University Hospital for a subdural hematoma, blood trapped on the brain surface. She says he would remain hospitalized under observation. It's under clear when he'll be released, but, you know, he's probably wanting to grab the hammer and get out there and get the tool belt and go out and build a couple of houses, right?
Oh, well, that's what every time he's been hospitalized, it hasn't been for very long.
He's amazing. 95 years old. Yeah.
But we're kind of getting to the point here where you
be careful now.
You begin to worry.
Yeah, because he's been falling.
Right.
And that's a sign. It's a sign you don't want to ignore. All right, Ted, I look over there. I said, who's that guy sitting over there? It's Ted Woodward back in here today. Good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You have a good couple of days off. It's always fun to refresh.
Yes.
Refresh the batteries.
Needed it.
Yep. You need it after a time.
It'll recharge the batteries.
I think people listen to the show, and people who talk to me and say, Well, that's got to be a way to go. And, you know, sit there and talk on the radio for 3 hours a day, that ought to be the funnest thing in the world. Well, it is. And yet, Johnny Carson used to take a few days off. Remember when he got in a contract where he was taking a lot of time off toward the end there?
Yeah. As the years went by, he took more and more time off.
Yeah. But it wasn't because he didn't love doing the show. And we do. And well, welcome back, Ted.
Thank you.
But you're in good health. I mean, Michelle caught a cold a couple days ago.
Ugh.
And she's been down. Oh, I went to the grocery store last night for it. That's just like this second or third day of this thing. And got her some of the combination. It was the Kroger combination, but you got like the day syrup and the night stuff.
Yeah.
And several years ago, this is, how many years? This is a long time ago, before I started working here. I came down with a bad cold one time, and finally, the only thing I could do, I started taking, NyQuil at night, DayQuil in the daytime, and pretty soon started feeling pretty good. Now, that stuff worked for me, but she thinks she has the flu, but I'm not sure of that.
Right, so what's in the day stuff? Like 800% caffeine?
Well, as I recall, it didn't make you groggy. But the night stuff, you know, you could have a nice good night's sleep.
You can go down
for 8 hours and wake up really rested. So she's taking the fluids, and she's took her three cans of tomato soup yesterday.
Okay.
And so she's got a couple of those down. So, you know, and this is, you know, people are getting this stuff. It's a time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to keep my fingers crossed because this time of the year, you know, for several years, I know you remember this, or maybe you didn't think about it, but for several years, right after Thanksgiving, my voice would go.
Ugh,
remember that?
Yeah.
But last couple of years, I haven't had that. Been taking a lot of vitamin C. Don't know if that's working.
It can't hurt.
Can't help. I can't hurt. And I take a C every day.
Take a C. Feel something come on. Get some zinc in you.
Yeah, get a little zinc going there.
Maybe that'll help a little bit.
All right, we got 14 days till Thanksgiving.
2 weeks from today.
Right?
Yep.
I've been in the mood for Thanksgiving, about 6 weeks now?
Seems like it.
I just dream about that turkey, that great turkey and dressing and the potatoes and the gravy.
Mm.
I'm thinking about it right now. Maybe a roast in here.
Mm-mm.
But all I've got is some Famous Amos cookies to eat.
Yeah, well, that'll have to tide you for the next 2 weeks.
Well, then we got later on this morning, it's Donut Day. Right?
Oh, that's right.
So we'll be looking forward to Donut Day. All right, it's 6:17 now. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward this morning. And Ted, take it away.
Yes, as mentioned, the AAA baseball team unveiled its new name yesterday, the Wichita Wind Surge. Talking about aspirations, free spirits, daring, determined attitude, harnessing the wind, surging forward.
Surging.
Core colors, navy blue and red, kind of like the Wichita flag.
Yeah.
Secondary colors, sky blue, yellow gold.
That's a good description,
also have their
Ted.
Places in Wichita.
Yeah.
And, of course, the mascot appears to be a Pegasus, a winged horse. Obviously, a reference to the refueling tankers at McConnell Air Force Base.
So, I didn't think about that, but there you go.
A lot of connections there.
I didn't think about that part.
Well, yeah, that's obvious. We have the 22nd Air Refueling Wing here at McConnell with all those new Pegasus tankers. So, there you go. The Wichita Wind Surge has been revealed as the new AAA team's name. They open up in April at the new stadium. Thursday night football tonight, the Pittsburgh Steelers are in Cleveland taking on the Browns. Despite the fact that the Steelers are on a 4-game winning streak right now, they are a 3-point underdog going into Cleveland tonight. Somebody must know something.
Was it just a season or two ago that Cleveland didn't win any games at all?
Yeah, they're horrible, and they had high expectations this year, and they're still bad.
They got a new quarterback, right?
And they got the kid from Oklahoma, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah,
they're still
bad.
They're still not very good. The Steelers right now are holding on to that final playoff spot in the conference. 7 o'clock tonight, Browns Steelers. You can hear it live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. How about the Wichita Thunder hockey team?
Yeah.
Down in Intrust Bank Arena last night, a 4-3 win over the Rapid City Rush. Jack Combs got the game-tying goal in the second period, then got the game-winning goal with only 13 seconds left on the clock. Wichita has won 7 of its last 9, and the Thunder now has the top mark in the league. They are in first place atop the Mountain Division. They have the most points in the ECHL right now. How about the Wichita Thunder playing some really good hockey right now?
And that's good to hear.
Yeah. And they're atop the division in first place after that win yesterday. leapfrogging over a couple of teams. Men's basketball last night in Manhattan, Kansas State beating Monmouth. Kind of the same thing K-State's been doing all year. They're behind at halftime, and then they roar back in the second half and win. They were down 29-20 last night at halftime.
Wow.
0-10 from three-point range. And then they put up 53 points in the second half, including a 37-6 run. So Bruce Weber is already having to trot out these halftime speeches in November.
Whatever he's telling them seems to be working, now, though.
Maybe need a little of that pregame.
Yeah.
Xavier Sneed, 15 points, 6 rebounds, 5 steals. K-State has come back and won all three of their games so far. They're 3-0. The KU women's basketball team wins in Lawrence last night. Lady Jayhawks beat Omaha 63-48. KU women are off to a 3-0 start. Big day for Friends Soccer yesterday. The men and women both beat Kansas Wesleyan in the KCAC semifinals at Stryker Complex. The men win 4-1. Women win 1-0. And with those wins, both the Friends men and women clinch spots in the national tournament.
Wow.
Coming up.
All right.
The men, in fact, have won 11 games in a row now.
Go Falcons.
How about that?
Yeah.
Good stuff. And the NBA last night, the Toronto Raptors go into Portland to beat the Trailblazers 114-106. Starting at point guard for the Raptors, former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet. 30 points, 7 assists. He hit 4 three-pointers and was perfect 6-for-6 at the free throw line.
He's good.
How about Fred?
Way to go, Fred.
The Raptors with the third best record in the NBA here in the early going with a mark of 8-3. And a happy birthday today to a very key member of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs a half century ago, Mike Livingston, quarterback, 74 years old today. You go back to that the year the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, but quarterback Len Dawson got hurt.
And he came in.
And the backup Livingston. Jackie Lee got hurt, so they had to go to the third string guy, a rookie out of SMU named Mike Livingston. Season could have gone south in a hurry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Instead, Mike Livingston fills in as the third string quarterback and goes 6-0.
Wow.
And gave Len Dawson time to get healed up and come back and lead the Chiefs to a Super Bowl championship.
What a story.
50 years ago.
Great story, Mike.
So Mike Livingston, obviously a huge part of Chiefs lore. He is 74 today. That's sports with Stephen Tidd.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentary. Plus, we've got traffic and weather coming up. Stephen Tidd in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.